Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechte Schwiees, Perig Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Shalosh Aratzes L'Shvies. Eretz Yisrael is divided into three sections when it comes to Shemitah. Okay, a little bit of a hakdama here. In 99.9% of the cases, any mitzvah that has to do with growing from the ground is only in Eretz Yisrael. But what's Eretz Yisrael? What are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? Well, Yeshua ben Nun brought the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. That Kiddush is called Kiddush Rishayna. But what happened after Churban Bayis Rishon when the Yidden were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Did that Kiddush that Yeshua implemented in the land, does that Kiddush stay? Or did the Kiddush leave together with the Yidden who left? It's a machloikas Tanoim. The Tan of our Mishnah holds that first Kiddush left. It's not there anymore. Kiddusha Rishayna Batla. And the Rambam paskins that way. But the Yidden came back. As Hashem is Baruch, we will come back a third time. Hopefully sooner than later, and hopefully by the time you hear this year, we would be back already. But let's talk about the second time they came back. When the Yidden came back from Galus during the days of Ezra, they took Chazakah on the land. That's called Kiddusha Shnia. The first Kiddusha that Yahushua did is called Kiddusha Rishayna. The second Kiddusha is called Kiddusha Shniyah. But when the Yidden came back from Babel during the times of Ezra, they didn't have a Chazakah in the whole Eretz Yisrael, on every part of the land the way Yeshua did, only in the parts they were able to take over. That's one thing. Then the Shaila is, when the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and for a second time the Yidden were sent out of Eretz Yisrael, did that Kiddusha leave? The town of our Mishnah holds, the second Kiddusha did not leave, and that's the Halacha. Kiddusha Shnia, Kitchela Shaita, V'Kitchela Asid Lavai. One of the reasons for this that is explained is that when Yeshua took over the land, it was through war. So if Nebuchadnezzar came with war and sent him out, the Kiddusha that came through war also left through war. But when the Yidden came up from Eretz Yisrael, from Babel, there was no war. The king gave them permission to come back. So the Romans, by war, threw them out. But that war doesn't take away the Chazakah that they had. And therefore, that Kiddusha remains. So, of course, today Eretz Yisrael has Kiddusha. You're not allowed to walk past the Kaisel. Even some shittas that say about touching the Kaisel, some people are makbid. But that already depends on which shittas a person goes by lehalacha. But for sure, on the other side of the Kaisel, toward the inside, you're not allowed to go there today, because we're Tamei, and it has Kiddusha. The land has Kiddusha, like we explained. You have the mitzvah of Shemitah, midrabanan. You have to take off maestris. So once again, our Tana holds that the Kiddusha that Yahushua brought to the land, that left when the Yidden left the land, when the Yidden were sent away by Churban Bayis Rishon, but the second Kiddusha that Ezra instituted, that is still there today. Now, being that we explained that there are some places that Yeshua took over, but Ezra did not, what is the din with those places? Let's see our Mishnah. Shalosh Aratzes L'Shvi'is, there are three lands in regard to the Halachis of Shemitah. And here's the klal. First, Kol Shechziku Oilei Bavel, the Eretz Yisrael ad Kiziv. The whole area that when the Yidden came up from Bavel, they took a chazakah on. That's from the south of Eretz Yisrael, up north to Kiziv. So for sure, loy nechal v'loy nevad. You can't eat the Shemitah Peres, meaning after the beer deadline. What's the beer deadline? Every peri, when there's no longer that peri available for the chaya on the field, you have to take it out of your house. You have to first perform the mitzvah of beer. You can't just leave it in your house. And v'loy nevad. And you can't work on the land during Shemitah. So the areas that the Oilei Bavel took over, that's for sure. Then you have, and this is the second category, v'chol shechziku Oilei Mitzrayim. The Oilei Mitzrayim, when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim with Yeshua, they took control of this land. And that's me'kaziv v'ad hanor v'ad amona. If we're going to go up north to the city of Kiziv, so if you're going to travel east from Kiziv up until the river, Mekaziv Adana until the river, And if you're going to travel west from Kiziv, in other words, if you're coming from the south, you make a right turn by Kiziv, you'll get to the river. If you're coming from the south and you make a left turn from Kiziv, you'll come to Amona. Amona is Har Ahar, that's where Aaron HaKohen gave back his neshama to Hashem. Where's neshama left him? What the Torah talks about. So this area, from Kiziv, east to the river, and left to Amona, has a little bit of the Kiddush of Shvius. On the one hand, Nechal. You can constantly eat the peiros over there during a Shemitah year. Even if there are no longer any tomatoes on the field for the Chayis, you can still leave the tomatoes in your house. You don't have to do beer. However, Avoloi Nevad, but you can't work the land. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, the third category is Min Hanar Umeyamonu Ulefnim. If I go up to Kiziv, and I'm coming from south, and I turn right or I turn east, and I come to the river. North of that river, or if I come up from the south to Kiziv, and I turn left, west, and I come to Amana, north of Amana, Nechal, you can eat without beer, Vinevar, and you could work on the land. As you can imagine, there are many, many different shitas in this Mishnah, how to explain exactly where these places are. But we try to go with the simplest pshat. So, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that there are three lands when it comes to Shemitah. In other words, Eretz Yisrael is divided into three. The part that the Yidden retook when they came up with Ezra, down south all the way up until Kaziv, that has full Kiddusha. You can't eat over there after the time of beer, and you can't work the land. Then you have an area that the Oile Mitzrayim, during the days of Yeshua, they took that land. That's from Kiziv until the river to the east, and Kiziv until Amona to the left, but the oily bubble, those that came up from bubble, did not. So over here, on the one hand, you can eat the peiros even after the time of beer, but you can't work the land. The third section is north of the river and north of Amona. That chelik was not niskadish at all with the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's no din shvius, there's no din shmita. Not in regard to working the land, and for sure not in regard to eating after the time of beer.